This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. When I was writing my book, The Happiness Project, I identified my 8 splendid truths about happiness. Figuring out these truths took years of study and reflection because I had to figure out how to think about happiness. Happiness is a tricky concept. It's abstract, complex, and everything feels tangled up with everything else. In the end, I identified 8 fundamental principles of happiness. The principle that took me the longest to understand became my 2nd splendid truth. This truth comes in 2 parts, which interlock in a way that confused me for a long time. Here it is. One of the best ways to make yourself happy is to make other people happy. One of the best ways to make other people happy is to be happy yourself. People often focus on the first half of this statement. One of the best ways to make yourself happy is to make other people happy, which is absolutely true and one of the nicest things about human nature. One of the best ways to make yourself happy is to make other people happy. Some people believe that the fact that you get credit for a worthy act somehow minimizes its worth. And along the same lines, some people argue that you can never act with true altruism because performing good acts brings the pleasure of happiness. My view? All the better. The fact is, the sight of someone performing a generous or kind act always makes me feel happy, especially if it's me. The spectacle of virtue inspires the feeling of elevation, one of the most delicate pleasures that the world offers. As Simone Weil observed, imaginary evil is romantic and varied. Real evil is gloomy, monotonous, barren, boring. Imaginary good is boring. Real good is always new, marvelous, intoxicating. Yes, one of the best ways to make yourself happy is to make other people happy. And the second part of the 2nd splendid truth is equally important. One of the best ways to make other people happy is to be happy yourself. Happier people tend to make people happier. We can't make someone be happy, but our own happiness often rubs off on other people. People often focus on the first half or the second half of the 2nd splendid truth, or they imagine that we must choose one course. But in fact, we should remember the entire truth of that statement. They don't contradict each other. They reinforce each other. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.